You're listening to SBS News.
One of the world's most popular sports people trying his hand at the world's most popular sport. Not long ago, it would have been unthinkable. But now, the prospect of Usain Bolt playing football in Australia for the team that finished last in the A-League last season is very real. Bolt made his debut this past weekend as a trialist for the Central Coast Mariners in a trial match at Gosford. He came on as a substitute in the second half and almost scored a goal. His presence drawing nearly 10,000 people to the trial game. But the Jamaican Olympic sprinting champion admits it will take a while for him to be able to properly contribute.
In 4 months' time, I'll be fit, be getting a lot more time on the ball. And I personally feel I'll get a contract by then. I'll be playing much more time. So it's just about just working and taking my time, but I think in 4 months I should be ready and be one of the boys.
In tennis, the superstars are being sorted from the mere participants at the year's final Grand Slam tournament, the US Open. Both the men's and women's singles are down to the final 16 players left. Unsurprisingly, one of the men still remaining is Roger Federer. The winner of 20 Grand Slam singles titles, including 5 US Opens in a row at one point, booked his ticket to the last 16 of this tournament with a victory in 3 sets over Australian Nick Kyrgios. The 37-year-old stamping his authority with an astonishing winner in the third set that he hit around the net post. The famously laconic Kyrgios almost pleased to be beaten by tennis of such quality.
I was trying to tell him the shot wasn't that good. No, it was unreal. I almost got to the point where I wanted him to start making shots like that, and I finally got it, so I was pretty happy with myself.
Federer hasn't seen his last of Australia yet at this US Open. The only Australian left in the men's singles is Queenslander John Millman. He's through to the fourth round of a Grand Slam tournament for the first time after his third round victory over Kazakh Mikhail Kukushkin. Millman will now play Federer in the fourth round. He could be the only thing standing between a quarterfinal showdown that would pit Federer against Serb Novak Djokovic. Djokovic is the most recent winner of a Grand Slam tournament, having won the men's singles title at Wimbledon in July. Whilst he's a chance of winning 2 major titles in a row, such a feat won't be happening in the women's singles. That's because the women's winner at Wimbledon this year, German Angelique Kerber, has been knocked out in the third round at the US Open. Slovakia's Dominika Sibulková, recovering from losing the first set 6-3 against Kerber, to win the next 2 sets, each also by a score of 6-3, against the German to knock her out of the tournament in New York. Sibulková says victory over Kerber is especially sweet after 2 defeats to her earlier this year.
Yeah, it feels pretty good and special. This year I lost to Angelique twice, and even during those matches I was playing pretty solid. I was playing pretty fine, and she just didn't give me any chance. So now we had to change something, and I think we had a great tactic with my coach, and that I was able to do it. It was something that I don't usually do, but I was able to do it, and it was working 100%.
Sibulková will play American Madison Keys in the fourth round. Ashley Barty was the only Australian to make the women's fourth round after beating Czech Karolina Machova in the third round. And with the AFL having the weekend off before its final series commences on Thursday, the National Rugby League had the stage to itself to sort exactly who would finish where entering its final series. It was very close at the top of the competition, with each of the top 4 teams finishing on 34 competition points. The Melbourne Storm are in first place entering the final round of the regular season, but it's the Sydney Roosters who have taken out the minor premiership. They have finished in first place after they beat Parramatta 44 points to 10, combined with the Storm losing 22 points to 16 to Penrith. Whilst some would view Melbourne's weekend as a blown opportunity, the Storm captain, Cameron Smith, is putting a more positive spin on finishing in second place. He says the Storm have done very well to finish as high on the table as they have, given injuries to players such as Jesse Bromwich, Dale Finucane and Billy Slater this season.
3 different halfbacks. We haven't had Jesse for 2 months of the season. We haven't had Dale Finucane for 2 months of the season. Billy's missed a fair bit of football as well with his hamstring, and I think it's a pretty good effort to be where we are at the moment.
Melbourne will play third-placed South Sydney, while the Roosters will play fourth-placed Cronulla in the first week of the finals next weekend. The winners of those matches will go straight to the third week of the finals, whilst the losers will get a second chance in week two of the finals. That's not the case for the losers of the other two games in week one of the finals. These matches see sixth-placed Brisbane take on seventh-placed St George Illawarra, and fifth-placed Penrith play the eighth-placed New Zealand Warriors. The winners of those two matches advance to week two of the finals, whilst the losers are eliminated. Eliminated too from this season's NRL competition, the North Queensland Cowboys, but they have sent superstar Jonathan Thurston out on a winning note. After a 17-year career at the top level, where he won two premierships and played 323 NRL games, 37 State of Origin games, and 39 Test matches for Australia, Thurston is retiring. His North Queensland Cowboys beating the Gold Coast Titans in his last game, 30 points to 26. Sunil Awasthi, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website, or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.